All right, I thought I'd do a little Divrei Drush today. A special welcome to Rabbi Yagen, by the way. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. Nice to have you with us. I thought I'd do some Divrei Drush on the 3 weeks, sort of continuing on from yesterday. I think most of us understand that there's a change in the Haftarot when we get to the 3 weeks and going forward. The Torah brings down that the Haftarah each week is Me'ena Parsha. It's like similar to the Parsha. And then when you get now to the 3 weeks till Yom Kippur, it's Me'ena HaMa'ora. It's nothing to do with the Parsha. It just relates to the timeliness of events, relates to the calendar. So we have three Haftarot during the 3 weeks, right? We have the mnemonic device is the Shach, but the first Haftarah is Divrei Yirmiyahu, the words of Yirmiyahu. And the second one is Shemu Devar Hashem, hear the words of God. And the third is Chazon Yeshayahu, the vision of Yeshayahu. So Rav Simon quotes in his sefer from Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, who was a Hasidic Rebbe in the 19th century. He says that these three Haftoras allude to like the three senses that a person has. And the first one is the words, speech, and then Shemu, hearing, and then Chazon, vision, so speech, hearing, and sight. And he says, alluding to the fact, simple pshat, that during this period of time, a person should try to, you know, straighten out all the averus he's done with dibur, shmia, and re'ia. And that's one aspect of doing tikkun that way. And means that, you know, we spoke or we heard negative things about other Jews or we looked at them in a negative fashion, so we should judge them l'chaf sechus and try to do tshuva during this period of time. But he says that it's very appropriate that this should take place at this point in time. He quotes from the Gemara Masechet Shabbat on Kuf Yotet. So the Gemara there gives seven reasons why Yerushalayim was destroyed. The Gemara on Kuf Yotet, the Pnei Yeshua says that the reasons that it gives over there relate to the Korban Bayit Rishon. And we know the Korban Bayit Sheni was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam. But the Gemara gives seven other reasons, it says, in Shabbos. So it says, Amarav Amram, B'reidu Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Amr Shimon Bar Abba, Amr B'chanina, L'chav Yerushalayim L'shvil Shal Chichu Zetze. Yerushalayim was destroyed because people didn't rebuke one another. Nobody said anything to anybody about anything. He says, Shinamar, by Yitzemi Batzion Kol Hadaro, that out of Zion came forth all of its glory, Hayusara Ka'ayalim Lo Matsu Mire, that its princes were like Ayalim. Ayalim means like heart, H-A-R-T, like a deer, like a heart. Like hearts, Lo Matsu Mire, they didn't find pasture. He says, Ma Ayal Ze Rosho Shal Ze B'tzad Zanam Bo Shal Ze. So the Ayal, I'm not so familiar with these animals, but Chazal obviously were, but the Ayal, apparently when it walks right behind the animal in front of it, and its head is facing down. It's not looking forward, its head is facing down. So everybody's walking, you know, head to tail, and then facing down. So the Gemara says, Ma'ayal ze rosho shel ze b'tzad zanavo shel ze, af yisrael shebo toadur kafshu pneim b'karka. So the Jews in that generation, they buried the heads in the sand, so to speak. He says, v'lo chichu ze ze, they didn't rebuke one another. In other words, I see all sorts of avlas taking place. I don't see, I don't know, I'm taking care of myself. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. So he quotes here from the Sefer Arvei Nachal, and Rav Simon likes to say this was a popular Drush Sefer in the 19th century. It's not so popular now, but he quotes it. So the Sefer Arvei Nachal says, it's nice, he says, Shamati apirush b'shem chacham echad, that he says he heard an explanation in the name of one chacham, shekol echad harich maltav negin chesrontav shel chavero. That what does it mean that Ayal was rosho shel ze besad znavo shel ze? Rosho means your strong points, the head. Znavo means the weak points. So everybody, when they looked at every other Jew, they lined up their strongest point with their weakest point. So in other words, if I'm like making a comparison, so if I take my strongest point and his weakest point, usually you end up, you know, you're like the tzaddik and he's the rasha, right? He's nothing. This is what I did. Like, you know, so if I come to shul early, but I'm a zero with everything, I never give a dime to tzedakah, I never do any chesed, I never, he walked in late. So that's it. He's treif. But, or whatever the item would be. So he says here, and because that, everybody was mevuze b'nei chaveru b'sanuza. They despised one another. They looked at each other like, he's like a zero. So he says, He says, "V'divrei picha chamchein." So the ikra l'churban was that everybody looked at everybody in a negative fashion. So it's a musar haskel, you know, for all of us, you know, myself included. In other words, like you could see people, and you know, most people, even if they do negative things, you know, but they have strong points also. You know, everybody's got strong points, everybody has weak points. So the same person who's acting not so good in situation A could act very nicely in situation B, and that's like part of, you know, the lesson for these 3 weeks. We have to internalize that, hopefully, and try to form, like, you know, be able to judge people more favorable, and you know, and watch out what we see, what we hear, and what we speak, you know, and hopefully that should bring us a gulam. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Kashmir, Rabbi Chochmar, and I've spoken with Rabbi Adir.